Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Rashawn. How are you doing?
How you doing, Luke?
I'm doing real good, real good.
Hey, man, nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. You ready to dive in?
I certainly am. I'm ready to start.
Started. What's up, everybody? You now tuned in to Leave a Message with Rashawn Lindsay, and I have a special guest today that we're going to go over some questions and get to learn a little bit more about him. He has an awesome, awesome story, and we're going to dive right in. So how you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good, pretty good.
Awesome, awesome. And your full name is Luke Eller, right?
That is correct.
Awesome. I didn't want to butcher your last name. People butcher my first name so much, but you said it perfectly.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. So before we get into what we're going to talk about here today, I just want everybody to know that Leave a Message podcast is about teaching and encouraging others about anti-bullying. We also invite you to always leave us a message at 447-4238. If you have any questions, praise reports, testimonies about bullying, we would love for you guys to leave us a message and we would air your voicemail on our show. But enough about that. I want to talk a little bit more about your podcast and give us a little bit about what your podcast is about.
Well, my podcast is, I literally search the globe for the weird, the wild, the interesting, the amazing things that happen around us. And okay. To find, not just to find them and put them out there, but to find humor in it.
Got you.
The world is so dark these days.
Yes, yes, man.
With the COVID being around and all this, people need to laugh more.
That's right. That's right. So true.
Yep.
Okay, okay. Sounds good. And I'll share the name of your podcast again.
It's The Back Porch USA. TBP-USA.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. So thank you for that. I just want to get to know a little bit more about you. Before we go into your story on bullying from the past, just tell us a little bit more about Luke. Who is Luke?
Well, I'm always kind of lost, I guess you could say.
Okay, okay.
Who is Luke? Luke is... I'm a satirical humorist. I find humor in the darkest spots, like I said. I'm a homebody. I don't work because I have seizures. So I'm stuck at home a lot.
Okay.
I love life. I love to see life. I love to find beauty in even the most bland things that you can think of. I'm a family man. I got a daughter myself, and I just keep on working every day to find things that I love.
Awesome.
I run drones, take pictures, aerial photography, and I do my podcast, and I run my website as well, and my Facebook pages. That's about all I got.
All right. Sounds interesting, though, and it sounds like you're in a good place. So that's pretty cool, man. Where are you from?
I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas.
Awesome.
Originally, I'm from the northern states. I'm from Minnesota.
Okay, okay, okay.
The northern, oh yeah, for you bitches.
Okay, okay. All right, all right. And just to let all our listeners know out there that we're actually shooting our podcast from North Virginia, so it's great to meet you from another area that we may come together and have some dialogue and some positive dialogue. And what one thing I love that you mentioned earlier is that we are in a place where the world needs laughter. People need to laugh. People need to feel at peace because there's so much going on. And I believe and I pray that this podcast and even your podcast will bring some light into this world.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm not going to beat around the bush because I'm so, so interested and excited to hear about your story, to hear about your past, you know, the things that you dealt with, the things that you overcame, and a couple of points that you can encourage those out there, you know, to receive that may be dealing with what you dealt with in the past or maybe out of that situation, but still deal with the residue, if you will, of certain things, because some people are still dealing with things mentally. Some people are still dealing with things in their hearts, even if it happened 5, 10, maybe 15, 20 years ago. So I just want you to shed some light on that. So tell us a little bit about a situation in your life in the past that you shared with me before, briefly, about bullying.
Well, it's a long story for Rashawn. My bullying literally started when I was in about first grade.
Okay.
And it continued up in until I graduated high school. I was always taught to turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger person won't give it attention and it'll go away. And unfortunately, that doesn't always happen.
That's right.
Sometimes it can make it. I had, I think the worst, the one point of bullying that I heard was when I was a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the two guys that always targeted me finally got me. It was never a full bullying point until then.
Okay.
They literally pulled me into part of the hallway and they started grabbing at me and grabbing my butt and being really inappropriate and saying really inappropriate things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I couldn't take it anymore. This was the pinnacle.
Mm.
And I finally fought back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was really sad to see. I'm not the tallest guy in the world, but these guys, 6'2".
Wow.
I push them out of the way and I cuss them out.
Mm-hmm. Which
is not a good reaction. You know, we always want to think before. Mm-hmm. And the prime example, because when I fought back against it and told these guys, put them in their place, I got suspended from school for 3 weeks.
They got defending yourself.
Yeah, for defending myself. Mm. And the bullies, they did detention for like a week. But that's here nor there. But
gotcha.
The point being is, when we stand up and fight back,
mm-hmm.
we are supposed to have to watch what we say. Because become the bull.
That's good. That's good, Luke. Mm-hmm.
So, all of these things have, I mean, all the years of being added up. I was having to take time to school on a weekly basis because I was having nervous breaks because of it.
Mm.
And it's, yeah. It was not a good situation.
Wow.
I was, you know, not just expressing to me to turn the other cheek. He taught me to stand up for people.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been nice to teach me to stand up for myself. But I always stood up for people. You know, I saw people getting bullied. And I'd take the brunt of it. I'd get them the heck out of it.
Awesome. Just real quick, Lou, I having a little bit of breaking up in your phone, but we're getting some good information out of your story and I don't want anyone to miss it. So if there's any adjustments you can make, please feel free to do it, because I don't want no one to miss any of your story, because it's powerful right now. But so real quick, Question: Do you have an idea? You know, sometimes, you know, bullies just target anybody just to target them. But do you have any idea why they were picking with you, or why did they target you?
You know, I've spent a lot of years thinking about that, mm-hmm. and I can't put a pin on anything because I can't jump into their minds.
Yeah, but yeah.
I was different. Mm-hmm. I was the scrawny kid. I was different. I was goofy. Mm-hmm. I like to just play around and have fun. You know, so I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was because I was the scrawny kid in class. I don't know if it was because I was the different kid in class. I wish I could jump into those people's minds and find out why. Because I would love to look back at my life and be like, okay, maybe I could have done this different.
Gotcha.
Why would I want to change me?
That's right. That's right. I like that. So how was your friendships growing up when you was in this time and this era? Like, did you have friends? Did you have people that you hang with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had friends. They were a few tight friends, you know. Mm-hmm. As they say, I'd rather have a few close friends that I can trust than a whole lot of friends that I can't trust.
I know that's right, man. That's powerful. That's powerful. Can you say that one more time?
I would rather have friends, a close-knit, few tight friends that I can trust,
mm-hmm.
than a whole lot of people around me that I can't trust.
Man, you said a mouthful there, man. That's a message out for a lot of us to hear, because you got to be careful with the company that you keep. But when you got some good, trusted, loyal friends that will have your back, that will encourage you, that will build you up and not tear you down, it's the best circle in the world, man. So I totally agree with you.
That's right. Totally agree with you.
So a question I have for you, how would you say that the bullying that you experienced in the past, how did it affect or morph or guide you in your adulthood, like with your personality or your behavior? Has it not affected you?
It's bullying affects everybody in different ways. That's true. The way it affected me is it turned me more and more as it happened over the years. The more and more I became an introvert. I didn't want to be around people. I didn't want to make new friends. I can't trust people because I don't know what their intentions are. I've had people try and be my friend just to turn around and stab me in the back. Or turn around and talk bad about me for no reason. So it really has, it's turned me into somebody who is very cheerful when I pick my friends. I don't like to be a judgmental person, but I observe and I watch people and I see how they act.
That's right.
And that's how I determine if this person should be in my life or not, is how they act around me. How do they talk about their friends? How do they talk about people around them to me? Now, in turn, if they're talking nice about people and they're not out there picking on people, it's a good sign. That's a good sign that this person has a good heart.
Yeah.
You know, but if they're going to sit there and talk bad about their friends, or pick on things about their friends, you know, oh, he does this or she does that, and just make fun of them, then no, that person does not belong in my life.
Good. That's good. I think you're saying something so powerful, because a lot of people don't understand that friendship is a privilege, you know, and you're not obligated to be with a person for the sake of, I don't know, popularity or because you're in the same, you know, neighborhood atmosphere. But friendship is a privilege. And you said something so powerful when you start to discern and observe people. Are they a person that's nice to other people, that are respectful, that are not talking about people? And that's, there are some good things to observe to say, you know what, I can appreciate someone like that in my life. Or vice versa, you just see someone that's always talking about their friends, always, you know, being sarcastic, you know, tearing someone down, thinking it's funny. It's like, look, I don't need that in my life. So that's a strong point that you just made there, Luke. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, very strong point, because what you're saying right now, I talk with so many people, and whether it's adults or kids, and some people feel like, you know, if a person has, you know, a slight little bit of popularity, or if they're known, or they're the fun person, the fun guy, the fun girl, that they think they have to, out of obligation, because of similar circles, that they have to be there with that person that is willing to tear them down a little bit to make themselves look good. And they think that's normal, say, oh, they're just joking around. But in the inside, you know, they may be suffering with, you know, insecurity because of that mm-hmm. person. Yeah. And you're not obligated to be there. Like, the friendship is a privilege. So I really appreciate you sharing that point.
Well, and, you know, you are so correct, Rashawn. You are so correct. The social influence that is built up, not only in our country, but around the world,
mm-hmm.
is very skewed. It's mostly in a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to me and why it happened, like I said, I can't jump into people's minds.
Yeah.
But there's a common thought process where people who bully might have issues themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Might have low self-esteem. They might, you know, think that they're ugly, or that they're to this, or they're to that, but yet maybe they're the popular ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they still feel bad about themselves, and they feel they need to do the bullying.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to feel better about themselves, or to promote their social standing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. So let me ask you, have you ever since school time, have you ever ran into any of those who bullied you?
Yes, I have. I have. The one that I ran into was years later, and again, this man is very, very much taller than I am.
I
was standing with a group of people talking, and I just felt this presence behind me.
Mm.
I turn around, and I'm staring at a chest, and I look up, and there he is. I went cold. I did. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. I went cold.
Mm.
He's just standing there grinning, and he puts his hand out, like he wants to shake hands. And this is a good point, because I'm going to tell you about the other bully that I ran into as well.
Okay, okay.
All I did was shake my head and walk away.
Mm.
I couldn't do anything else. I was literally mortal. But then on the other hand, I ran into, and I'm actually friends with him now, the one who bullied me.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped talk me through a lot of some of the stuff that I'm going through now with my seizures.
Mm-hmm.
I started talking to him. I never brought up the bullying, never said anything about it. And we just started talking.
That's
talking
good.
To people. Mm-hmm. And he has become actually a good friend of mine.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
You're gonna run into them, no matter where you are. It's a thin opportunity to make something right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I love it. I love it, and I'm glad you share both points, because with the first point, and I share with a lot of people, you know, you never know, you know, how your body and your emotions gonna act when you see your bully that you haven't seen in a long time, you know, especially, you know, when I talk with kids, some of them, they go into shock when they see the bully.
Yeah,
they don't know what to say, they don't know what to do, you know, and, you know, not to get too graphic, but I even have some kids, you know, talk to me before in the past where they stayed away from the bully wasn't in, you know, around and anything, and they saw the bully in the neighborhood, and these are teenagers. And they even, I'm trying to say it not too graphically, but I had one particular kid who used the bathroom on himself as soon as he saw this bully. And he's a teenager, you know, and I'm mentioning that because of the presence and the power of what people don't even know that they have on certain people, you know, because of their behavior and because of, you know, the things they've done to them, that psychologically you can mess with someone's nerve system, and it's that deep, like to go into a shock or to go into a place. So I salute you that even though you felt that coldness, you walked away. I think that's kind of like the best thing to do sometimes, because you never know where you can take it or where you might, you know, say certain things or do certain things, because I broke up plenty of fights with kids where one may be, you know, at a place of, I gotta do something for the very first time, even though I'm in shock. That shock might turn into anger, and it's a whole other situation. And then there's some kids where if I get out of this situation, I feel more safe. So I'll just walk away at the time. So I salute you, you know, in the first situation. And then it's also that you're able to be great friends with the second situation. So I salute you, man.
Well, thank you. It's been a heck of a trip that I've traveled through life. And it's always good to know that I'm reaching out and helping people.
Yes. Yes. So, quick question, because we're coming to our 30-minute mark, and I didn't want to hold you too much, but I love your story, man, and I would love to, in the future, be on your show, or if you'd like to do a follow-up or any other things, I would love to continue to have more interviews with you, Luke.
I think I would really enjoy that, Rashawn. I would really enjoy
it.
Love
to
bounce ideas with you and talk more about how bullying can affect people in life. And, you know, I would be more than honored to come to the show, sir.
Well, look, you got a permanent friend now.
I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. So, I want to ask you just to close out. One is very important to me that I would love to always ask my guests in the future, and I'm glad I get to start it with you, Luke, is that what would you say to those out there right now that are bullying, whether it's an adult or whether it's a child, because I talk to a lot of adults who are being bullied right now at their jobs or in their inner circle, and I ask this question as a blanket question, because kids are not only being bullied, adults are being bullied as well. So what would you say to a person that is doing the bullying now?
You know, I would look at them and ask them to take a good look inside of themselves.
Mm.
And inform them that they're not just saying words.
Mm-hmm.
That their words are actions in itself. And really to look inside of themselves and ask themselves, do you really want to be that person's cause of damage?
That's good. I like that. So on the flip side, you being a person, I don't like the word victim. I really don't like that word, but I would say you being the person who had experienced bullying, what would you say to those out there who are experiencing bullying, whether it's children or an adult, because they need to hear that they're not alone, and they need to understand that it's not their fault. But as for you being a person who experienced bullying, what is something that you would share with those who experienced it? And again, I don't want to call them victims, but they have experienced the bullying.
I honestly, most of the time, it's good to turn the other cheek. It is. My father is right on that. And as the Bible says, turn the other cheek. It is good to do that. Most of the time, that is the proper thing to do. You see somebody being bullied, or if you are being bullied, and you're a kid, talk to your parents, talk to teachers, talk to adults or role models, and get it out. Talk about it. It may stop it, but it's going to be healthier for you to talk about it.
Oh, that's good.
But if you see somebody being bullied, never be afraid. Step in and say stop.
This
is enough. If you, and Rashawn, I know you probably in people's eyes, you see that defeat. You see the defeat in a person's eyes, and they're being bullied. That is a sign that somebody needs to step in and help.
Wow, that's good. Wow. That's good. Thank you, Luke. Thank you. That's my last question before we wrap it up. The word forgiveness is such a powerful word that it has a meaning of its own that I think sometimes people don't treasure as much. But there's a whole nother life behind the word forgiveness. And in spite of being able to see your bully, whether you've been bullied from a child, and now that you're an adult, and this person is probably on the other side of the world, and you probably never see them again, I would love for you to talk about forgiveness with that person, or forgiveness at a place where you can feel a release in your heart and in your spirit, that you don't carry around that heaviness of so many unnecessary situations and bad memories. Just talk a little bit about having forgiveness as a person who's been bullied.
The old saying is to forgive and forget.
Okay.
It's not about forgetting what happened to you. It's not about forgetting those memories, because those memories are going to be with you for the rest of your life.
That's right. That's right.
Forgiving and forgetting is more a biblical sense than anything. When you forgive and forget, you are forgiving the person of any harm done. And forgetting that person's behavior, not their actions, but their behavior. The only way that we can have peace in our soul is forgiveness.
Amen.
If we cannot forgive those who have done us wrong, then our soul is burdened. Our soul cannot forget then. And our soul not continue to be enlightened without giving that forgiveness. And if you're holding on to these emotions and you're holding on to what happened, it's gonna bring you down, and it will darken your soul.
That's good, man. You sure you're on your own church? you said a lot there, man. That was like speaking to my soul personally. So, man, thank you. Wow, thank you.
You're very welcome, Rashawn, and thank you for having me on the show.
Good stuff, man. So we're at the last minute. Do you want to share any plugs? Any thing about your show and the time where people can hear your voice and hear your show and get some humor in their life, because I sense that you have a pick-me-upper show, and I would love for people to tune in.
I would love for people to tune in, too. It's the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. It's where I bring the weird, the wild, the wonderful, the insane, the unimaginable to the people. I look, literally scour the internet to find these things. And now this is going to bring up a question that you yourself may hear in your soul when you listen to my show. Is this guy a bully? No, I'm not a bully. I point out people are being stupid. You have these stupid moments, and I'm going to point them out because we have to find humor in the stupidity.
Got you.
I do stupid things, and then I turn around and I laugh about it, and for it. I ran into a glass door once thinking that a door was open. My coworkers wanted to needle me all day long, and I turn around and say, man, that was the smartest thing I've done in a year. You gotta find the humor in life, folks. You gotta find that humor. If you don't, you're gonna be putting yourself down. You can't keep going through life without laughing.
That's right. Man, thank you so much, Luke. Thank you for sharing your story, man. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate, you know, just being vulnerable with me and the listeners. And I know for sure, I'm not even guessing it. I know for sure what you shared today on this podcast is going to help so many, because you had so many nuggets and gems and jewels in there. And please, please, guys, when you have an opportunity, check out his show. And just know that we do need laughter. We do need unity. We do need to be kind to one another, you know, promoting, you know what I'm saying, peace, and promoting, you know, just building each other up. So we're going to close out. You were tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And I just want to thank my guest again, Luke Eller, for coming in. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And we just appreciate your voice and we appreciate your story.
Thank you, Roshan, and I appreciate you having me on.
Awesome. Amen. Tune in, you guys, next time to another story of Leave a Message, where we're going to come and we're going to share some things. And remember, if you have a question about the anti-bullying match card game, the tool that we provide for the parents to play with the kids to discuss bullying, remember, call us at 757-447-4238. And if you don't have a question about the anti-bullying match card game, but you just have a question about bullying, you have a question about certain things to do with your child, or you just have a praise report or a testimony, please feel free to leave us a message. And if you want an anti-bullying match card game, please go to my website at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. And we have so much other great, great anti-bullying content. We have comic books. We have tools and tips and technique. We have several videos. And we're just excited to get the message out there that bullying is not cool, and that we encourage everyone to love each other and to promote kindness. We love you guys. Talk to you soon. Peace out.